I'll probably say this every Sunday morning, but isn't it great to be in God's house? Be able to praise the one that loves us and cares for us. As I say so many times, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. Amen. And every time I hear his name, it makes me feel good. So if you want me to feel good this morning, just call his name. Amen.
That watch, that clock back there is like my watch. I put the wrong watch on. I've got 8:30 and the clock's at 4:00.
I did that if I went over town.
I need to put batteries in.
Well, you went over this song before we left home this morning. And I thought we'd done pretty good, but we're just going to have to depend on the Lord. Okay?
That's right.
And that's what we ought to do. All the time. Amen. But you know, when things happening like they are now, and all of you know what I'm talking about, but when things are happening like this, it makes you wonder sometimes, where can you go? I know where you can go. And his name is Jesus. Amen. All right. Let's try it.
Living below in this so sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation so, where could I go but to the Lord?
Tells us to praise his holy name, does he not? He's always telling us, and he's always having to remind us every once in a while that we need to depend on the Lord, and we need to praise his name. And so this morning, let's just praise his name. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord, as I said a while ago, and I appreciate the opportunity again of being in God's house. And I don't have everything like I need to have it set up this morning, but I'm just going to depend on the Lord, and hopefully everything's going to be all right. In fact, I know everything's going to be all right in my Father's house. It already is. Praise the Lord for that. And you know, the Lord's been good to me, and I know that. But a lot of times you get discouraged, you sometimes you just, you know, feel like that nobody cares for you. There's a lot of times that the old devil will tempt you in every way that he can. The old devil, or I'm going to give the devil a little bit of credit, okay, because he needs a little bit, because you know what? He's not going to get much credit at all at the end. In fact, he's not going to get any. Yeah, he's lost already. We have the victory already. Amen? So remember that. But he's really been fighting me this week, and I'll be honest with you. And there's so many things that I could say about that, but I'm not. I'm just going to take my time this morning, and we'll get out when we get out. That's all I can tell you. I'm going to read a lot probably, but it's not going to be something that, you know, you might say, well, he's going to read some things. Well, I tell you, it's all about the Lord and what he can do for us. Amen. And praise the Lord for that. In fact, he, in this time of our life, in every other time of our life, we have to go to him. We have to depend on the Lord. There's nobody else that can do what the Lord can do. And I praise the Lord for that. Now, in God's Word this morning, in the Gospel according to John, if you will, you want to turn that. It's very familiar passage of Scripture. And you know, today is Palm Sunday. That's what we refer to it as. But really what it is the Sunday before the Lord was crucified. And so next Sunday will be Easter Sunday. And I'm thankful that Jesus Christ loved me enough that he would die for my sins. And I tell you, I just thank God for him this morning doing that. Now let's pray, okay? Heavenly Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus. We're so thankful, Lord, that we can say the word Jesus, and it means a lot to us. But not only does the word of Jesus mean a lot to us, Jesus himself means a lot to us. And we thank you, Lord, that you love us and you care for us. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're the shield from every dart. You're the balm for every smart. And you are the sharer of each load. You're the companion on the road. And I'm thankful that you are. Father, we come to you to ask you, Lord, just to give us the great anointing that we need today, Lord. I pray, Heavenly Father, just use us for your honor and your glory. Strengthen each one here today. And Lord, somewhere along the way, somebody can be saved. And Lord, I pray that you would save someone today. Lord, I thank you for everything you do for us. And Lord, I thank you for the banner is being lifted up today in a lot of places, but then there's a lot of places that it's not. And Lord, I pray that each one, thank you for everything you do now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The book of John here I'll be using mostly this morning. I'm going to read John chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. Now, who was the Word? Let me say to you today, I hold in my hand the Word of God. I have in my heart the Word of God. There's a lot of scriptures I used to quote that I can't anymore. But I'm thankful that I learned them a long time ago. And every once in a while, he lets me, you know, quote one once in a while when I need to. Now, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we know then that the Word is God. It's God's Word. He spoke it. and it came into existence, and the Word was God. The Bible says that the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him, and without Him, that not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. I stop right there just a minute to give you an illustration. Jesus Christ is a light to us as Christians. Now, He's the light to the world, but they do not accept Him that way. They haven't accepted Him that way. So therefore, He's the light to us that know Him as our Savior. And as I was thinking just a minute ago, that light right there wasn't on. And I asked Brother Bill, I said, "Brother Bill, did you cut the light on, or anybody else cut that light on?" And I didn't quite understand what he said, but I thought he said that, you know, it hadn't. And so I waited a little while, and all at once that light came on. See, that's the way God does. Every once in a while, He is the light. Amen. Now, don't forget that. He is the light. He's the life of us. We can't even walk without Him holding our hand, and we can't even breathe with our hand breathing into our nostrils. And so we have to depend on the Lord, don't we? I see that a lot of times, you know, we don't praise the Lord like we ought to. He's the door into the fold. He's the anchor that will hold. He's the shepherd of the sheep, and He's the guardian of my sleep. A lot of times, the devil, as I said a while ago, he's been working on me hard this week, and he's been keeping, as I said the other week, don't count sheep. I don't forget what the rest of it was. You remember it? Don't count sheep, but let the shepherd of the sheep, let him talk to you, or something to that effect. And so you see, as we depend on the Lord for our sleep, then we can sleep like we ought to. You may not believe that, but the way I see it, maybe I shouldn't say it exactly like that, but I know what I'm trying to say, and I hope that you know what I'm trying to say. But you see, He is the shepherd of the sheep, and He is the guardian of our sleep. And He's the friend with whom I talk. And He's also the way by which I walk. Now, I don't walk like I ought to all the time. I don't talk like I ought to all the time. I don't even treat her like I ought to all the time. I'm just going to confess this morning, I'm not perfect. But thank God, one day I will be. Amen. So I hope that we all can put up with each other and love one another in fellowship and Christian love. And when we get home, then everything's going to be all right. Amen. So we see, not only is He the friend with whom I talk, the way that I walk, but the light to show me the way and the strength for every day. Amen. I praise the Lord for that. And you know, I ain't even got into my message yet. Here's the source of my delight. The song are to cheer the night. The thought that fills my mind. The best of all to find is Jesus. Let's say it together one time. Jesus. Jesus. Come on. Say it with me. Jesus. 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 Now, don't you feel better? Sure you do. When you say the name of Jesus, you feel a whole lot better, and you get in contact with Him. See, He's in our presence today. And I praise the Lord for that. You know what the things that unite the church is? All Christians gather under this banner, okay? Do that this morning. He's a Savior that we can all serve. Amen. Amen. He's a book that we can all understand. There it is, see? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So to me, then, He is God's Word. A book that we can all understand. You say, well, I can't understand all of it. Neither do I. I don't understand all of it, but I just have to trust Him by faith and believe. What He says is true, and I know it is. He's a race that we can all run with, a battle that we can all win, a faith that we can all keep, a work that we can all do, and a gospel that we can all obey. Don't ask me to say that again. But I praise the Lord. Amen. See, all Christians are together under that banner there. And that's the things right there that I just told you that will unite the church. You know what's wrong with most churches today? They're not united. They have turned their back on the Lord. America has turned its back on the Lord. And I believe that's the reason that things are happening like they are today. And God's going to get His way. And I believe that as much as I believe that I'm standing here this morning. All right, let's go back. In Him was life, in verse 4, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, and whose name was who? John. Amen? It was John. Now, the same came for a witness to bear witness of that light, and that all men through him might believe. And he was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. And there was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh through the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own received him not. But to him, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of our own begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. All right, now let's turn over to John chapter 19, if you will. John chapter 19, not very far from where we at. Okay? This where that Jesus did it all for us. Jesus dies on the cross. I want to go back to verse 17. It says, and he bearing his cross went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, and on either side one and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And I think about a lot of times how Jesus died on that old rugged cross. The Bible says that they planted a crown of thorns and they put it down on his head. And they didn't put it down real simple either, did they? They didn't put it down real easy, but they jobbed it down on their head. I'm on his head. And when he did, great drops of blood trickled down his face. Can you see that today in your mind? the most awful death that had ever been done. You can shoot somebody, and no doubt, it may kill them, and it may not. But if it kills them, then it's gone just like that. But see, Jesus had to go through pain and heartache. And you know why he did all that? It was because of the love for lost and dying mankind. And when he was born into this world, God saw that something had to be done, because he knew that man was sinful. He knew, by the way that Adam and Eve sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the Bible says, by one man's sin, sin it into this world. Surely, this world is sinful today. A lot of people don't care about Jesus. They don't, they just don't care. But you know, the Bible tells us that the soldiers, when they crucified Jesus, took his garment. And they made four parts to every soldier a part. And also his coat. Now the coat was without seam and woven from the top throughout. And they said, therefore among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots for it. Can you imagine casting lots for our Savior's garment? It wasn't much love there for those people, was it? No, they wanted to have their own way. But I'm here to tell you there is not but one way. And that way is God's way. And always, and I know you do this, always, please, always remember that it's God's way or no way. I hear people say it's my way or no way. And I'm telling you, they don't know what they're saying. They just think that they know. Let's look at something else. Verse 25. Now that stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. Now when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, and who was it? John. That's who I believe it was. He said to his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then said to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. Thank God that the Lord realizes his mother needed him. But he knew that he had to leave her, because that he was going to die on Calvary's cross for our sins. Here we go now. Verse 28, Jesus dies on the cross. An awful death. And after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now, it said, I thirst. Now, what did they do? Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. Can you imagine our Savior having to go through all of this? That people would think and not give him a drink of water as he needed. Then when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. It is finished. Then came the soldiers The Jews, therefore, because it was preparation of the body, should not, in verse 31, for that Sabbath day was an high day, he besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. And then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first one, and of the other one which was on the other side, were crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bear record, and that his record is true, and he knoweth it is true. And he knoweth that it is true, that he might believe. For these things were done, that the scriptures should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture said, they should look on him whom they pierced. And then we see that they took him down on that old rugged cross. And it took him to a place, an empty tomb. You know, Jesus loves us and he cares for us. You all have to excuse me for a few minutes. I'm thankful today, even though he had to do this. He loved me enough that he did do it. And he did you. You see, I want us to look back. I'm not going to say a whole lot about the resurrection. I know this morning that next week, most preachers probably will be preaching on the resurrection. But let me say to you today this. Jesus died, but he's not dead. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive forevermore. Amen. I'm here to tell you, he lives within our hearts if we're saved. He lives within our hearts. And thank God that he does. And I want to share something else with you real quickly this morning. And that is what God expects us of us. One thing anyway. And I'm going to use 2 Chronicles, if you will. And I'm using all these scriptures this morning. I know that you know what they say. You've heard them all of your life, probably. But you know what? God wrote this. He had it written as he anointed people of old, his people. It says in the Lord, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 12, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and I have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. Now if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and he's done that, hasn't he? He sent a plague across the world. It's not just the United States. It's all around the world. He's still in control. So we have to realize that. But he told Israel, God will hear if you repent. He was talking to Israel here when he said this, but he's also not only talking to Israel, but he was talking to us. He said, if my people, in verse 14, if my people, who is my people? Those that have been born again by God's marvelous grace. God's people. Amen. If my people, which are called by my name, Jesus, 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 shall humble themselves. There's not many people today are humbling themselves, even the way things are going on in the world today. There's a lot of people that are doing things and saying things just like me sometimes. And I understand that. But I'm glad when I do it that there's Jesus Christ, form of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that's living within him, that he convicts. And if it wasn't for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, then what would happen? But see, he tells me, look, you're wrong. And you do something about it. Here's what he's saying here. He said, if you'll humble yourself and pray. Is he not telling us that? He says, oh, he not only said that, but he says, seek my face. What does he mean? Keep praying until you see his face, seek his face, and turn from your wicked ways. There's a lot of people that have wicked ways, don't they? Sure do. Then, what happened? I will hear from heaven. And he says, I will forgive their sin. Praise the Lord, he'll forgive us of our sin. And he will heal our land. Our land needs healing today, doesn't it? We need to pray. We need to do what God says to do right here. Even though I believe he was trying to get Israel to repent, he's trying to get us also. He said, if my people, and I know most preachers say, well, you know, Israel is my people. And they are. But he gave himself for us also. So he's talking to us. He said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Let me say to you today, we have to depend on the Lord. He is our healer. He is the one that's able to do all things. And we can't depend on ourselves all the time. Absolutely not. So you see, we need to learn some things that we need to do. And a very familiar passage of Scripture that I love dearly. And I want to read it to you. I can quote a lot of it, but I want to read it to you this morning. Because I believe, that's what we, after we do all of this, God heals our land. God has healed me more than one time. Let me just give you a few illustrations. I know my heart ain't the best, but that ain't God's fault. That's not God's fault. But you know, I may have told you this. When I had that heart, or not transplant, but, you know, surgery, down in Durham, North Carolina, they told me, they says, in the morning about such and such time, there was about the day before, or the night before, they said, you get up And here's some stuff I want you to wash with. Well, you know, in the hospital, you don't feel like it sometimes. It might take somebody else to do it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But you know, that morning I prayed. I got up. Of course, I had to have a little help. The orderly had to help me get up. That's what they call orderlies back then. Now, I don't know what to call them, but they'll help you if you have to. I got up with his help and the Lord's help most of all, and I'm not going to say that it wasn't the Lord, because it was. And I did what I was supposed to, got back in the bed. The orderly had to go out somewhere and he come back in to get me. And I had a sheet up right along here. And he says, "Are you ready to grow?" And I threw that sheet back and I said, "Yes, I am. And I know whose hand I'm in." He backed up a little bit. I said, If I don't make it through this, but I know I am, because I had all confidence that the Lord was with me. I know he was. And here he was walking with me. He was with me. And I told him, as he backed up, he said, "Don't you know what you're going through with?" I said, "Yes, sir, I do. And I'm thankful for it, because, you know, if I don't, like I said, if I don't make it, then I'll be butt off anyway." Amen. But you know, this don't sound good, I know. And I remember that night, after I got back in the bed, well, they put me back in the bed. And I hemorrhaged. Come through the surgery fine. Hemorrhaged. And the room was, well, I guess it was about that wide from there to the wall. Would you believe that I threw blood up? I know this don't sound good, so don't worry about it. Excuse me. Threw blood up and went all the way across the wall, hit the wall over there. There's a nurse in there, and they put me back to sleep with a needle. I remember some of the folks from the church were there. This young boy started praying. And things began to turn around. And here I am today. I may not live another minute. I may not live till I leave here today. I might leave, you know, like that. But I'm thankful that God has let me live for a little while anyway, because I'm going to a place where we'll live forever. And John chapter 14, that's what I was going to tell you about. I'll read about it, and then I'll close in just a minute. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, then I come again to receive you into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life." Let me tell you that. Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus said unto him, "Praise the Lord, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. And if ye had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. And Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And hast sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the word. Believe me that I am the Father, in the Father, and the Father's in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. And verily, verily I say to you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall you do also, and great works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You shall ask anything in my name, and I will do it. And then let's skip down one verse. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. He says, I'm going to send the comforter. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But you see me because I live. You shall live also. Isn't that a wonderful thought today? Because he lives, we can live also. I didn't read all the scriptures I wanted to read, but I think that probably would do right there. But one more verse I want to read to you, and that is verse 27, if you will, in John chapter 14. And most of you can quote it, but I'm going to read it to me. So I will make sure that I don't misquote a word, or try to anyway. Verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God is telling us this morning, don't have fear of what's happening, because what is happening is just a little bit more of what God said was going to happen. And I was thinking about it, and I said, well, you know, what God says is going to happen, it's happening right before our eyes. And surely, what we really need is to be ready when he comes. I say it many times, and I'll say it again, and there's only one heartbeat between you and the Lord. And there's only one breath. It's 6 inches from your heart. Some people might be a little bit taller than that, maybe a little longer, but it's still the same. I want all of us to smile a while. You thought I forgot that, didn't you? But you know, this being Palm Sunday, and just looking at where Jesus died for our sin, that was because he loved us so much. And by him loving us so much, we ourselves, as we leave this place of worship today, we ought to leave this place of worship, smile on our face, shout in our heart, leaping our step, and know that Jesus Christ has got our life in his hand. Yeah. Amen. Yes. I used to say I hold on to his hand, but I can't do that. Jesus holds on to my hand. Can you imagine a great big hand like the Lord's gun. And you say, well, his hand ain't very big. Yes, but he got a whole lot of power in that one hand, or both hands. Wouldn't it be something for us to try to hold on to his hand with no more power than we have on our own? It would probably slip out, wouldn't it? But with him holding on to our hand, it's eternal. Amen. The Bible tells us that we have eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's believe it and go out of here with a smile and a spring in your step and know that God loves you. Amen. And next Sunday, whether it's me or someone else, probably will preach on the resurrection of Jesus Christ because it's Easter Sunday. Don't know, but I know one thing. He lives. He lives. He lives within my heart. Ain't no grave going to hold me down. You can just believe what you want to. Ain't no grave gonna hold me down, down, down. Amen. Ain't no grave. See, I'm getting a smile already. All right, let's stand. Let's stand. You say you care on too much, Will.
Testify,
please. A Christian ought to be happy and praise the Lord. Amen. All right. You ready? Smile a while and give your face a little. Lift your hands to the one who loves you best. Turn and shake your neighbor's hand and give the world a dismissed in prayer.
I'd like to testify, please.
Ma'am?
I would like to testify, please.
Thank you.
She wants to testify. She wants to testify.
Go ahead, sister.
I'm sorry.
I'm coming in.
Let me get a bit closer.
He has been so good to me.
I'm sorry.
I've done so many wrong things in my life, and I knew at that time when I came to the altar, I knew that I had to change my life. I am so thankful for him, and I pray for my church family. I don't know what I'd do without him. He has been so good to me. I can never thank him enough for loving me. I just pray that I will be a better Christian, and I will love him more and more every day. I know he loves me. Y'all just pray for me, and I will pray for y'all.
Amen. Anybody else want to touch on? I ain't no her today myself.
I know what the Lord was saying to me. It's been so good to me. Answering prayers. And so many times I feel like I don't deserve it. But I'm thankful that I'm his. That's my savior.
Amen. Yeah. Anybody else?
Father, thank you for saving me and for all he's done for me. I tell my girls a lot of times I'm so thankful for the Christian home I was raised in. I don't know where I'd be if it wasn't for the love of my mom and dad. Y'all pray for my girls. None of them are in church, and I want them. Before I leave this world, I want to see them back in church serving the Lord. They just don't realize what blessings they're missing.
You know, people today, they don't have a Christian mom and dad. It's sad. It's sad. I got to thinking about my daddy.
one day when he was living in we had been fishing. And I enjoyed going fishing, you know. He knew how to catch them, I didn't. But anyway, I said I gotta ask him. Got back to the house, sitting in a car. I said, "Dad, I gotta ask you something." I looked at him, he looked at me. Excuse me. I'm about to run and fit. I asked him, I said, "Did you know you died as you were going to have me?" He said, "Yeah." He said, I don't want you to be concerned about me, because I'm really, that meant a whole lot to me, because I was there when both of my parents went on to be with the Lord. Y'all don't want to hear this, as I can, I'll tell it somebody else. But she said, anyway, they called me when I was at work and told me that my mom was real bad on and she'd probably last till I got there. It's about 22 miles from where we live. And I got up and told her, went back and told my boss man, I said, "I'm gone. My mom was real bad off." He said, "I tell you what, just take as long as you need." That's the way my boss man was. And I walked in the door. She was laying in the bed. And she probably won't. I don't know, I'm thinking she was somewhere, but she took. Anyway, she said she wanted to get up. She left this rocking chair, you know. So I reached down, picked her up, and turned her down, set her in the rocking chair. She sat there a few minutes. My brother came in the meantime. I said, "Mom, you tired?" She said, "Yeah." She says, "I want to go back to bed." So all of us were there by that time. And put her back in the bed. She took one breath and went home with the Lord. I was there with my mom. I was there with my daddy. I won't ever forget. He looked over at me and smiled. And went home with the Lord. Over my head.
I was with my son when he died.
So you get things that you can remember. And I know that. There are some bad things in life, but there are some good things too. God's going to make sure that anybody else, I'm going to go your way to town. Are you hungry?
No.
Thank the Lord for saving me. He's been so good to us. I'm thankful that I had a Christian mom. She taught us and she lived it. Thankful for the church. Over 56, 57 years, Rich Boone, King James Bible. Thankful for Brother Mahan. Be glad Brother Mahan's back, but we're thankful that you're able to help us. Just God's so good to us.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to be there when Mom died. I let this stupid cane keep me from getting up there. I waited for somebody to come get me. But I'm thankful for what she was and what she stood for. I'm thankful for somebody that props me up. Don't know what I'd do. Well, I've got the Lord. I mean, that's all. He's put us both together for a purpose. Maybe it ain't quite over with yet.
Well, I'm thankful for my wife. I didn't say anything about her, but I have told y'all, and I have said other times, but I usually don't say a whole lot about her because I don't want her to get high-headed tonight. She is a good woman, and I'm thankful to God that it happened for a little while. Anybody else?
Yes. Oh, thank you all for the prayer and for all that he's done for me. I thank you for the prayer that he did. He came for so many prayers in my life. I thank you for my family. I think about my mom and my sister and my grandparents every day. As far as I know, all of them are in heaven. I'm not so sure I can say that about my dad, but I know my mom and my sister are there. I miss him every day, but I thank the Lord that he gave me another family to love. My church family, my husband, my children, my grandchildren. My children aren't living like they should, but at least they're in church today. I thank the Lord for that, and I know all of them are saved. And I just thank God for what he's done for all of them in their lives. He blessed them. And he's blessed all of us. And I just can't thank him enough for everything that he's done.
Amen. All right. Brother Bill, there is some prayer. We'll give you one. That's it.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the time together, dear Lord. Thank you for the message today. Thank you for our church, dear Father, and the people you've kept together here, dear Lord. We're thankful for how you've blessed us, how you've protected us, dear Father. And I pray that you continue to keep the church going for even 50 more years, dear Father. Bless your people. Bless our pastor. I pray that you bring our pastor back to his feet, dear Father, that he'll be able to preach for us again, Lord. Thank you for Brother Alvin. Continue to bless him, dear Father. Give him grace. Give him strength, dear Father. Help each and every one of us. Dear Lord, we want to give you the praise, honor, and all the glory. Amen.
Amen.